grows.
I'm on the phone with Sarah McParland, who is a master gardener on the master gardening section of County Grows here. It's JJ Johnson. Sarah, welcome to the radio.
Yes, thanks for having me.
All right, and you said this is your first time you're going to be on the radio.
It is.
Okay, yes. Well, we'll take it easy on you, all right?
Sounds good. I've been involved with Master Gardeners for a year now. I'm one of the Master Gardeners in training.
So tell me about the training. I mean, how does all that work?
So a couple weeks ago, Ren spoke about the training and the whole process, but I'm doing the self-study. So I've been studying on my own to write the exam, hopefully this coming fall.
Okay, good. So what we're talking about today is seed starting, and I'm quite interested in this. I've had a little success, but I've also had a lot of failures. So maybe you could step us through how to properly bring seeds along.
Yeah, so seed starting is very much like following a recipe if you're cooking something. So there's key principles that you need to follow. Those principles include really following the directions or instructions in the back of a seed packet. So whatever you're going to be planting, you're going to want to look at what instructions are on that seed packet in terms of what light requirements are needed, temperature requirements, when to start those seeds indoors, how deep to plant them, and the length of germination.
Okay.
So I always recommend that people pull out a calendar or a gardening planner and write down each variety that they're planting. So if people are starting their tomatoes and all their vegetables indoors, they're going to want to write down when they're planting those seedlings indoors. So if it's like, if it says on the back of the packet 4 to 6 weeks early before the last frost date, you're going to not want to know for your area when the last frost date is. So usually people say the end of May is a good time to plant outdoors or the first week of June. I've done both with success with both. You can also refer to the Farmer's Almanac Guide, and online you can type in your postal code and it'll tell you your last frost date based on your postal code.
Really?
Wow. And when to start, when to start your seedlings, it'll tell you specific dates. Write those dates on your calendar and then you'll know exactly when to start each variety.
Okay, so, you know, there's a lot to this here to do it properly. You've got to get your ingredients and your equipment. Maybe you can step us through that.
So in terms of ingredients, you're going to want your seeds, of course. So you're going to want some good quality seeds. And then you're going to want a seed starting mix. You're not going to want potting soil. You're going to want seed starting mix. So a seed starting mix contains compost, perlite, which is those white popcorn pieces that you see, which help aerate the soil.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Vermiculite, which helps keep the mix evenly moist. Mm-hmm. And peat moss, which helps release the moisture to the roots as it's needed. A lot of people use ProMix. There's ProMix with mycorrhizae in it. Mm-hmm. So mycorrhizae is a root fungus that helps with plant nutrition. So it increases the nutrients available in the soil and deposits the nutrients in and around the root cells. Next, you're going to need clean trays. A lot of people use their seed starting trays year to year or over and over again, which is fine, but you're going to want to have clean trays. So you're going to want to disinfect them with one part bleach and 9 parts water in between each use.
All right.
Then you're going to want bottom trays without holes. And I recommend the bottom trays for watering. You're going to want to water the seed. As soon as you plant the seed, you're going to want to water from underneath.
Okay.
So watering from underneath helps develop strong root development and prevents the spread of disease. And often people get confused by that because they think, well, how is it going to work? But if you put the water in the tray underneath, the soil absorbs it, and then, you know, you only leave it there for about half an hour and then you drain the rest off.
It's amazing how that works. I have this cyclamen that's how I feed it. I put it into the end of the tray and then I come back 10 minutes later and it's all gone, you know.
Yeah. And then you're going to want to know if your seeds require light to germinate, which many of them do. Mm-hmm. So bright lights from the windows is great, but many seedlings need longer lights because the light from the windows, especially at this time of year, we don't have long days of light. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your seedlings need about 14 to 16 hours per day in order to grow. So, you know, many people use grow lights or fluorescent lights or install CFL bulbs. So if you're using CFL bulbs, you're going to want between 5,000 to 6,500 kelvins.
Okay.
So those are the ones you usually see that are labeled bright white or daylight. So you're going to want to have 14 to 16 hours of light on those seeds once they're planted per day to prevent them from becoming spindly.
Okay. I have a click and grow unit that basically comes on for 16 hours and then goes off and comes back on for another 16 hours and it works.
So it's on a timer.
Yeah,
it's helpful, eh? Yeah. You want to place those lights a couple inches above the seedling trays. The further away, then, you know, the plants are going to grow and start to really grow fast to reach to that light. So you want to start them out only a few inches above.
Okay.
Many seeds also require heat to germinate. So if the seed packet says your soil temperature needs to be between 75 to 85 degrees for germination, then you're going to need to look at ways to heat that soil. So many people use heat mats. Some people use heat cables. Whatever is the safest method, I would recommend, or we would recommend. So the heat mats are very popular.
And you can buy those pretty much anywhere as well? Anywhere that sells? Okay. And then, of course, fans are important, too.
Fans are important. So after you place your seed trays on the heat, you're going to want to cover them first with either a clear, like, saran wrap plastic or using a dome. So that helps keep the heat in as well as the moisture in. And then once your seedlings start to grow, you take those covers off, and you're going to want to fan to keep the air moving.
Okay.
So keeping the air moving helps prevent disease as well as helps develop strong roots, just as if you were growing them outdoors. You'd have the wind blowing and, you know, that helps with strong root development.
Okay, so sometimes the seedlings, when they're sprouting, they don't do so well. So why would that happen?
So sometimes seedlings, they sprout and then they die off quickly. That's a sign of dampening off. Damping off is a soil-borne fungus disease that affects seeds and seedlings. It thrives in environments with excessive moisture and poor air circulation. So in order to prevent it, you want to ensure that you keep air flowing as well as your trays are cleaned and sterilized before you plant into them.
Some people have said that sprinkling cinnamon helps.
That's correct. Yes, I've heard of that. Sprinkling cinnamon over the surface helps inhibit the fungus.
Like you say, good air circulation and prevent overwatering. Now, I've seen this on mine, this white fuzz or green mold on the soil. What's that all about?
So that's a good indicator that the growing mix is too wet. So again, when you water from the bottom, you want to make sure you drain off any excess water after they're sitting in it for half an hour. So the mold will not harm the plants as long as you take action right away. So some people use a fork to scratch the soil to increase aeration, as well as getting a fan nearby to help with the airflow.
Okay, well, I've got this one herb that I'm growing right now, and it's getting a little discolored. It's like pale yellow. What will be causing that?
Sometimes pale yellow leaves mean that there might be a nutrient deficiency. That's one of the most common things we do here from Master Gardeners. You know, when people are seed starting and they reach out to us, that's one of the things we hear quite a bit is the pale yellow leaves. Some people ask us about brown edging as well, which may indicate a lack of potassium. Sometimes people ask us about other things, such as, you know, the undersides of the leaves turning purple, which could indicate a lack of phosphorus. So once your seedlings are growing, it's really important, once they get that second set of leaves, to start fertilizing. So using a half strength of a fertilizer. So you want to look for something that's organic, an organic liquid fertilizer, such as worm casting tea or a fish fertilizer.
All right. Now, once your tools and ingredients are gathered, what then?
Well, you're going to want to start your seeds. So when you're starting your seeds, you want to use pre-moistened seed starting mix. When you go to plant, you don't want your water falling out of your seed starting mix. You're going to want it moist, but not dripping wet. So you're going to want to fill your trays with that moist seed starting mix. pack it down. It's important to pack that seed starting mix down and then fill it again, because you don't want any air gaps in there, or you don't want to lose your seeds in there, there when you're planting them.
Right.
So plant the seeds according to the directions on the packet. A good rule of thumb is that you plant the seed at equal depth to 2 to 3 times the seed width.
As I'm reading this thing here, it says some seeds need light to germinate, such as lettuce and snapdragons.
So yes.
You want to ensure that they don't get covered.
That's right. So some seeds you don't cover in the seed starting mix. You're going to want to keep them on the top. You're going to want to tamp the seeds down so they have contact with the soil.
Mm-hmm.
But they need light in order to germinate. Yeah.
So how important is it to cover the seeds? I see a lot of people use clear plastic or plastic covers, that kind of thing.
That's right. So using a clear plastic or plastic clear dome, mm-hmm. will allow the heat and the moisture to stay in order for the seedlings to germinate.
Okay, so let's talk now about transferring the seedlings outdoors. What does hardened off mean?
When your seedlings are ready to be transferred outdoors, you want to make sure that you don't set them out, plant them directly out right away, because the rays from the sun are very much stronger than your grow light are inside. So hardening off means that you're setting your seedlings outdoors in an area that's protected from the winds, in partial shade for a few hours each day, gradually increasing your exposure to the sun and to windy conditions. So over time, you're gradually increasing that time that those seedlings are outside, and then they'll be ready to be transplanted outside. Otherwise, we do hear a lot of people that just put them outside in the ground right away, and then they die. And usually you see the leaves turn yellow, or essentially the sun is burning the leaves of that seedling.
Okay, so you said just basically follow the instructions. It'll tell you when the best time it is to start growing the seeds, and obviously the best time on when to put them outside and harden them first, and watch what happens.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is great, because I'm looking forward to doing that soon. I'm looking for myself. I'm looking to get some of the grow lights and a few other things, and let's just see where this goes. But it's so much fun to see something come out of the ground, is it not?
It sure is. It's life happening right in front of our eyes.
For sure.
Yeah. So and usually by the time mid-March, people are really getting into starting their seeds inside. And, it's so important, like I said, to read your seed packets,
yeah.
because, those instructions are key. Otherwise, you're kind of wasting your time.
Okay. So a lot of what you're saying is just read the seed package.
Read the seed packets, follow the directions. But, of course, reach out to us Master Gardeners.
Yeah.
If you have any questions about seed starting, we're here to help.
All right. Well, that's great. Sarah McParland, Budding Master Gardener. How's that? Does that work?
That sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the County Grows. We really appreciate it. And
yes.
We're going to get cracking with some seed growing here.
Yes. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. And just a reminder.